THE KITTEN by Joanna Baillie, read for LibriVox.org by Greg Giordano, Newport Richey, Florida. The Kitten. Wanton droll, whose harmless play beguiles the rustic's closing day, when, drawn the evening fire about, sit aged crone and thoughtless lout, and child upon his 3-foot stool, waiting until his supper cool, and maid whose cheek outblooms the rose, as bright the blazing faggot glows, who, bending to the friendly light, plies her task with busy sleight. Come, show thy tricks and sportive graces, thus circled round with merry faces, backward coiled and crouching low, with glaring eyeballs watch thy foe. The housewife's spindle whirling round, or thread or straw that on the ground its shadow throws by urchin sly, held out to lure thy roving eye. Then stealing onward, fiercely spring upon the tempting, faithless thing. Now wheeling round with bootless skill, thy bo-peep tail provokes thee still, as still beyond thy curving side its jetty tip is seen to glide, till from thy centre starting far thou sidelong veer'st with rump in air, erected stiff and gait awry, like madam in her tantrums high, though near a madam of them all, whose silken kirtle sweeps the hall. More varied trick and whim displays to catch the admiring stranger's gaze. Doth power in measured verses dwell, all thy vagaries wild to tell? Ah, no, the start, the jet, the bound, the giddy scamper round and round, with leap and toss and high curvet, and many a whirling somerset, permitted by the modern muse, expression technical to use. These mock the deftest rhymester's skill, but poor in art, though rich in will. The featest tumbler, stage bedight, to thee is but a clumsy wight, who every limb and sinew strains to do what costs thee little pains, for which I trow the gaping crowd requite him oft with plaudits loud, but stopped the while thy wanton play, applauses too thy pains repay. For then beneath some urchin's hand with modest pride thou takest thy stand, while many a stroke of kindness glides along thy back and tabby sides, dilated swells thy glossy fur, and loudly croons thy busy purr, as timing well the equal sound, thy clutching feet bepat the ground, and all their harmless claws disclose, like prickles of an early rose, while softly from thy whiskered cheek thy half-closed eyes peer mild and meek. But not alone by cottage fire do rustics rude thy feats admire. The learned sage, whose thoughts explore the widest range of human lore, or with unfettered fancy fly through airy heights of poesy, pausing smiles with altered air to see thee climb his elbow chair, or struggling on the mat below hold warfare with his slippered toe. The widowed dame or lonely maid, who in the still
Sample complete. Ready to continue?